Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everybody, welcome to this episode of Poetic Patterns. I'm Avril and here with me is Jane. Hi Jane.
Hello everyone.
Hello, so this week we're hoping, well we are going to complete the seven fields of perception, and while the music I picked from the Divinity Pack, Divinity Quest Pack, and I got number 51, Akvahur Minavez Viles. Desires can become like the roots of an earthbound tree if they become more than just a preference. Hold on lightly to your desires, and like butterfly wings, they will guide you through the garden of delighted discoveries. Akvahur Minavez Viles.
Could you repeat the last line?
Hold on lightly to your desires, and like butterfly wings, they will guide you through the garden of delighted discoveries. I was thinking that's appropriate with the new fragrance that Armin has come out with, The Secret Garden.
Yes. And I'm feeling those butterfly wings right now. Such a light touch. Wow, when you hold on, just lots of little bubbles rising, like even in water. They're not thinking about where they're going. They're just rising. So I'll just say mine. And it is number 36. And it's Bax du Prihas Essay 2. It sounded like an aeroplane landing over.
Well, there was certainly a space there.
In our desire to find an identity in the mirrors of the tribe, we seek sameness and with ignorance condemned. It is in support of diversity where the unique contributions of individuals supply vitality to the many. This is actually bringing to mind, my workshop that I was at last week, where myself and my fellow students were doing our, presentations and hearing other presentations about doing business in China. And my fellow students, they come from a broad range of fields and so have, between us, we have a broad range of experience and interests and sort of knowledge about the, within the known, say. And but it was just interesting how I could just see that pretty much everyone was, focused on what they didn't know. And so that, in fact, we were kind of missing opportunities for unusual collaboration that, so that, just through supported diversity, I think, it can arise, was the basis of the kind of sharing is not so much on a comparison, something extraordinary to contribute, but the fact that they're focused on what they don't know vis-a-vis someone else kind of prevents the collaboration, the astounding collaboration from taking place, if you like. And it was just interesting. So it is in support of diversity where the unique contributions of individuals supply vitality to the many. Obviously, that field in any way, But what if business only interaction and partnership between people, So. Supported diversity is definitely really. that's the business talk for the evening, Avril.
There were some interesting sounds coming from your end. All of a sudden there'd be a lot of reverb. I thought it was coming from you.
it sounds to me like it's coming from you, so I'm not sure.
Oh. Well, okay,
we're just going to have to collaborate in, we're going to have to include that sound.
Yes, the occasional reverb. What it sounds like is that all of a sudden the space changes to one of quite a small space to a huge space when the reverb comes on. So it's like everything changes and you're actually in an enormous area.
Oh, yes, because it sounded to me like an aeroplane taking off.
Did you want to mention something before?
Well, I was just going to mention, since we're talking about sound, just so about how last night I was listening to some recordings I have from the Toronto retreat in the autumn. And, you know, I've listened to them a few times. And I'm just a couple of lines just really stood out to me about and you know, particularly last week our show was you know, just musical, well, hopefully musical, as opposed to many, you know, words which kind of specify sound. And I mean, we're talking about sound and seeing how, you know, the way sound is painted by light, but that we also paint. Those words and felt that they were relevant to my experience.
So we can paint with words or sound, not words. We paint with sound.
Oh, and of course, I think when you paint with sound, you're including, if you're using words.
Hello?
It includes the space between the words. So you have it's a complete sound, and that's how it paints.
And to paint using colours, so our palette, the tones we use are different colours and shades of different colours. So I'm going to start off with, we'll recall the previous fields and then we will focus on field 6 and 7. Does that sound like a plan, Jane?
Mm-hmm. That I think, because we actually, it's to complete the alchemical good evening, so that we will probably go, we may go over into the, you know, the extended time in doing that, you know, or, you know, we'll see, but that's a possibility.
We'll,
yeah.
Okay. Field number one.
Could I read the poem for? We have a slight little delay. Could I read the poem first?
Yes, sure.
Okay, so I'll just read the poem and then you can go straight into field one. And will you turn on the music as well? Work.
Oh, the music.
Draw the bow. I turned it on. I took liberties. I pressed play.
Good.
Okay. Draw the bow. Let the arrow fly. A bird falls from the sky. To the east, turn your eyes. Where the resurrected bird will rise. Once more the sacred bird flies. Breathe now and let the energy rise.
Number one, the field of perception of shamanism. Ezara une herut arsava. Misach herapispi menevit arsata. Power through alignment with the interconnectedness of existence. This is the receptive stewardship of agendaless oneness with the natural world. And the angel is Marsatu Hespa. The field of shamanism.
The field of perception of incorruptible white magic. Srabech hersatu erechpa, nisavech, sersatu keretvanit. Incorruptible magic through cooperation with the infinite. Magical reciprocal gifts of joyous interaction with the hidden realms. Angel, erechna sursava.
Field number three, the field, sorry.
Go ahead.
Had you finished?
Yes, yes.
The field of perception of healing, number three. Serasavich nestavu heraset, wholeness through remembered oneness. The unhindered cellular communication of the surrendered life of trust. An angel is Nechtu Restavu.
The field of perception of mysticism. Shehele Sarasach Minese Kles Virava. Suveterekle Misavich Erenes Subahit. Mesteteret Krihunach Etret Prihara Vespi. Akrava Mestu Hiruhach. The impeccable spiritual warrior, in cooperation with divine will, walks the timeless journey in pristine power. The never-ending sustenance of the aware participation of the appreciative observer. Nura Trihata.
The field of perception of metaphysics. Kesh asata bihek manasutvi. As above, so also. Oh, whoopsie. As below, so also above. The revelation that the eternal self in perpetual renewed expression. The angel is Mersku Aravechti.
And
so now we start.
Yeah. we start under the field of perception of Godhood. Teresh Sahu Pele Usvi Nanuhach. Awaken now the divinity within. The emanating divinity of the full expression of unique individuation. And I call on the angel to assist us to integrate this field, Runavek Ereskla. Runavek Ereskla.
A fragrance oil with this field of Godhood is gardenia. So I'm going to apply this to the third eye area. That was quite a funky little ride. Hey.
I just think, you know.
So our final, the field of perception of the unfolding journey. Keshet Eresta Misech Uhasi Ska Urech Nanat. Awaken and integrate the seven fields of perception. The achievement of oneness through acknowledging all as oneself through the permeating unified field of communication. The angel is Sihat Arestu, and the fragrance oil is magnolia. So we'll apply the magnolia to the crown of the head to accompany this field of perception. The unfolding journey of the living library. We become the living library of these bands. We create our new libraries through prayer and blessings, through the field of hope. Our prayers and blessings create a new reality.
Full expression in extraordinary diversity brings unprecedented collaboration and delight.
Thank you to the angels of the seven fields perception. and much gratitude to our beloved Elmeen.
Thank you.
It is such a pleasure to be able to co-host this program with Jane. And
likewise.
Thank you, everybody. Yes. What a glorious, magical life, Jane. Isn't it fantastic that we are here doing this right now, knowing that the beloved listeners are here with us, connected? What a blessing.
It was a blessing, yes. How absolutely amazing.
So I'd like to end this episode with a prayer. Do you have a prayer on the top of your head, Jane? Pardon? I know. If you do a prayer, I'll do a blessing. How's about that?
Okay. From integrated oneness. May we commune with all life. Touching with real to real. Releasing little bubbles of unknowability and magic.
That was beautiful, Jane. Through the grace of the Holy Mother, the divinity within, may our blessings blow in the weeds. I'm trying to be a bit too serious here. So,
yes.
With our blessings blowing in the weeds. As scattered in the breeze, like fallen leaves from the trees. May we realize our perception of ourselves is so much more than we could ever, ever imagine or dream of. And the blessing is for all of us to realize the potential for becoming absolutely beautiful. And creating heaven on earth through the grace of our Holy Mother.